Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a Paychex company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. Grateful that you are along for the ride. And what do we do each and every Friday? Jeff Pitts is in studio with me. We're talking about stuff to do in the Greater Des Moines Metro this weekend into next week. And he knows what to do on account of he is the managing editor for City View. You got some gray hair going. Since the last time I saw you, you got a little bit more gray hair. I mean, it's just been
lighten
a week.
Up. But, I do that on purpose. Yeah. Pay extra for that.
Well, it's really very attractive.
Oh, thank you.
One guy to another.
Salt and pepper.
You know, salt and pepper. Yeah, uh-huh. Kind of getting there.
In just the time in the last year.
Yeah.
That's been a noticeable change.
Well, you know.
I feel 10 years older.
How many kids you got?
Two.
That'll do it.
That's right.
Guaranteed. And it is your daughter's birthday.
Soon.
Yeah.
Sunday.
All right.
Have the party tomorrow.
Nice.
Frozen themed.
Frozen.
Yeah. You know the movie?
Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let It Go.
Elsa?
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Anna and Elsa.
So they're still doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that was what, you
I
know.
I mean, that movie is a good one. I mean, there's Disney movies. They're all, kids like them all, probably.
But that
there's something about that one that just kids dial in.
Yeah, they
want to see it over and over.
Have you seen it several times?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Never gets.
I have to hide it, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Otherwise, it's the choice.
How old is she now? Three?
Will be three.
Wow, I remember.
2 days.
Remember when she was born?
Yeah.
That was a big day.
That was a big day.
Yeah. And now you had number two. That was, yeah, all right.
That was a big day, too.
All right. Well, down memory lane, ladies and gentlemen, on a Friday afternoon. So what's going on? What do you got?
We got another long list today.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's stuff going on.
Haven't actually read this list yet.
Great. There's nothing
I
to
just
go
hit
wrong
print
here. Yeah,
print. On the, you know, I keep a list whenever I get something or find something. I put it on the list, and then
you go print.
Usually, I look it over before coming walking in here, but not today. So you never know what you're gonna get.
Yeah, right.
No one knows what's on here.
I got me.
Makes it a little more interesting.
Right. Surprise.
All right, we ready?
Yeah. Ben.
Ready. Let's start with Elton and Billy, the tribute band of Elton John and Billy Joel.
Elton John
at Adventureland Friday night.
Billy Joel at Adventureland. But this is a tribute band.
Tribute band. Yes.
Not the real folks.
Not the real guys.
What's amazing is some of these tribute bands, how much they look, act, and sound.
For sure. And actually, given the age of some of the people that they're tributing, sometimes the tribute bands are sometimes better, you know,
than the actual. Because it's tributing them in their prime,
right?
Yeah,
yep, yeah. Right. So that's going on at Adventureland tonight. Also this weekend, Break the Cycle 200 at Waukee's Centennial Park.
What does that do?
It's a bicycling event, so it's actually like. Different kind of bicycling event. 200 miles. One day.
Got it.
It's Peloton style biking. You know what that is?
Peloton?
Yeah.
Peloton.
Peloton. Is that how you say it?
Peloton style biking. So, yeah, explain what this is.
I don't know, but it's a little bit harder form of bicycling. It's 200 miles, so it's no joke. It's a real,
endurance
thing, and it benefits. The proceeds go to break the cycle, the sex slave trade.
Got it.
So
this is on real bicycles? All right.
That's right. Yep.
Ah.
Should be neat. It's a neat, sounds neat. And there are shorter events if you can't handle the 200. There's a 100-mile, a 50-mile, and a 25-mile also.
Doing the Jefferson Loop, probably. That was where Baycoon was, I think, last week.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. All right. There you go.
There we go.
200-mile bike trip.
That's nothing for a climber. No hill for a climber.
No,
is that what they say?
I don't know.
Des Moines Arts Festival is this weekend.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Goes all weekend. Iowa's crown jewel for attracting professional artists from around the nation. It's back.
It's back.
In a typical year, 200,000 visitors.
Wow. That's,
I don't know if we'll get that this year. Maybe.
Maybe a lot of
some of these events are reporting like record.
Yeah. A lot of people want to get out.
Mm-hmm. Iowa Cubs play Friday, Saturday, Sunday against the Omaha Storm Chasers.
Hate them, hate them, hate them.
The Royals farm team.
Yeah, hate them.
Hate them. Iowa Cubs are having a tough year in the wins loss column.
Yeah.
But, it's not really about that.
The Chicago Cubs had a no-hitter the other day.
I did see that. And they apparently.
About that.
The closers, the bullpen apparently did not know it was a no-hitter.
Correct.
I have a hard time believing that.
But. Yeah, me too, but there you go. They had three pitchers, I think.
Yeah, three or four maybe. Yeah.
No-hitter, Cubs.
Seventh no-hitter of the year, did I read on that?
I think so.
Which is the record. I remember when there was six, I think. That was in my heyday, maybe like.
Back in the day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bridges of Madison County.
Eric, Clint Eastwood.
By the Tallgrass Theater. Clint will not be there.
What?
No.
How about Meryl?
This is a play or a musical. It's a musical form of the famous book.
I see. The hills are alive with the sound of bridges.
Photographer Robert Kincaid and an Iowa farm wife, Francesca Johnson.
Francesca Johnson, yeah.
It's a life-changing and torrid tale.
Torrid.
Told in the Bridges of Madison County.
Yeah, I tell you. Nothing like a little torrid stuff going on down there in Winterset.
Torrid.
Yeah. Wow.
They should change their tagline.
Think?
The town of Torrid.
Torrid. Yeah. I bet that would be a neat town to visit.
Mm-hmm. Torrid temptation.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I like that. It's also Las Vegas. It's what that is.
Goes on in Winterset, stays
in Winterset.
Unless Robert Waller writes a novel about it.
There you go. I like it. Hijinks will ensue.
Do you own or have you read The Bridges of Madison County?
Neither. I'm probably the only human being on the planet that's not read the book nor seen the movie.
I own two copies.
Really?
Have I told you this story before?
No.
You know, I collect books.
Mm-hmm.
On accident. It wasn't a hobby I intended to. I Googled what books are actually worth money. And one of the ones that comes up is a first edition
really?
Of Bridges, because it wasn't supposed to be what it became, you know. So I thought, all right. So, yeah, if you go to almost any used bookstore anywhere in Iowa, you will see at least one copy of Bridges. I mean, they're everywhere.
Right.
So first time after reading this, I go to the bookstore. Happen to see one. Open it up. A Yahtzee. First printing.
Whoa.
I was like, whoa. You know, I bought it, of course.
Right.
And, you know, maybe a week passes. I go to another bookstore, see if Bridges, grab it. Boom. First printing.
So two in a row.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And what are the odds? I'm thinking, what are the odds? Because the reason they're valuable is because they're rare.
Sure. Like,
you really shouldn't go two for two. I thought, you know, we are Iowa. It was probably distributed here initially, but then I learned more about how to look, and they all say, or at least there's millions of copies that say first printing, but then there's many editions of the first printing.
Oh.
There's like 90 or 100 or
so
more runs of the first printing.
Yeah,
you have to get the first run of the first printing.
Right.
So I own two
first printing
copies.
But who knows what run, right?
They're not early.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we tried.
Earliest one I've seen. Every time I see one, I always look now because it's like playing a lottery ticket. So it doesn't cost anything. But yeah, the earliest one I've seen is like an eighth or ninth run.
Got it.
Something like that. Anyway, along with the Arts Festival, you look riveted by my story.
Yes, I am. Compelling.
Film festival going on at the Art Festival. Also, 3-day festival that's part of a juried competition. Part public screening and part workshop. This is run by our own Christian Day, City View Zone.
Yes.
Yep.
Fabulous guy.
Yep. Absolutely. This will be down at the Downtown Library downtown all weekend. Lantern Festival's going on at Gray's Lake. This is where
What does that mean?
They light lanterns and then send them out like Moses.
Oh, yeah.
Into the,
like,
float them out there. It's kind of neat, I think, from what I've heard. I've never seen it, but.
Kind of like Viking funerals.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
That should be neat. That's going on Saturday. Downtown Farmers Market, also Saturday, of course. How about this? The Friendly Sons of St. Patrick. So the ones that put on the...
St. Patrick's Day Parade.
But they couldn't do a parade this year.
Right.
So instead, they're doing a golf event this weekend, Saturday at Copper Creek.
Green balls?
They should. I don't...
That's why I'm
you
here.
Should be on their committee or something.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
You know, my name is Michael Patrick. I tell people it's Michael Pincus, but yeah, you know, it's really Michael Patrick.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah. So I could probably get in.
Could probably get in. You should go. It should be fun. Copper Creek, it's best ball, starts 8 a.m. or so. Let's see. How about Art Fest Midwest?
Yeah, this is the competing thing, right?
Yeah. I don't know if it's competing or complimentary. Yeah.
Oh, complimentary. That's a very nice way to put it. No, it's a competing thing, and it's out at the fairgrounds, yeah?
It is. I think it's at Hy-Vee Hall this year.
Oh.
I think it's been. Yeah, it's at the Iowa Event Center. It's been, I think, at the fairgrounds.
Yes.
But because it's been around a while, too.
Yeah.
And so to celebrate Iowa's artists this weekend, downtown, Saturday and Sunday, 160 artists from across country.
So it's not enough that we have two Renaissance festivals at the same time. Now, of course, we have two.
It's better. It's like someone explained it to me once. It's like a food court.
Ah, yes.
Food court has more pull than. You're better off in a food court, even though there's competition.
Sure.
Because everyone knows.
Because
where
everybody knows where. Yeah. Yeah. Got it.
That's the way to look at it.
It's kind of like malls. I still don't understand why malls are disappearing, because you have all these stores, climate controlled. You can go in there and browse, mm-hmm. and yet they're just, I don't get it. But.
I like it better because I got the run of the place.
Yeah,
myself.
Right. Yeah, there you go. Take that scooter and just go all over the place.
It's like when you get home alone for the first time. Left home alone, like when you're 12 or whatever.
I got stories. Never mind. All right.
Let's see, what else do we want? How about the Nadas playing Grimes on Sunday?
Nadas.
Live concert, 4 o'clock at the Encompass Golf Course in Grimes, Iowa's signature alt-rock country band.
Great folks.
Absolutely. Should be good. Next week, Beaverdale Farmers Market.
What day?
Tuesdays.
Tuesdays.
This runs from 4 to 7, 4801 Franklin Avenue.
Yeah.
It's the junior high. Or that's the...
area.
What do we call that? Franklin Junior High.
I think they call it Franklin Junior High.
Yeah. It's kind of confusing, though, because it's not actually...
Really a school. Yeah, I know. Well, the first time I went there, I was looking for this school.
Yeah.
And it is a school, but
it's like a museum.
It's not a school. Yeah. Anyway.
Johnson Farmers Market also on Tuesday. Talk about competing.
Oh, yeah.
3:30 to 6:30. Waukee's Farmers Market also on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
The trifecta, I think.
So we got
Tuesday, Wednesday. My bad.
And then Thursday is
and
Historic
Thursday
Valley Junction.
It's the Valley Junction.
Wow. You could just farmers market yourself all over.
We got to have the best farmers markets.
I think so.
In the country.
Yeah.
Zubru also on Wednesday. How about
Zubru.
Music in the Garden starts Thursday, or is Thursday, starting at 6 o'clock.
Is that Botanical Garden?
Yep. Yeah. And then Blues Traveler is playing at Waterworks Park.
Blues Traveler, Waterworks. What day is that?
That's Thursday.
Thursday.
Yep. We'll end it there. That's a good one.
All right. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. All kinds
that.
Of things.
We finished quick. You can grab it.
I know. I'm not going to get that. You know, what is it with me? Every once in a while, I forget to, you know, silence the phones here in the studio, and, you know, this is what happens. So
kind of like it. It adds a little.
Somebody's calling me, by the way, and I know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Shelly.
Uh-huh.
And Shelly calls on a regular basis. Just to let me know that my 15-year-old vehicle warranty has expired and I need to get
do something about that.
Yeah, all right. Or it's Google telling me that I need to, you know, have my...
Is that a landline?
It is a landline, yeah. And so,
it's a wall-based phone.
So one day when Google called, I did this. I really did. I probably shouldn't say this.
Oh.
It's probably insensitive. So they answered and they said, "Hello, this is Google."
Uh-oh.
And I go, "Hello, Narish, it's me, Roshan, how are you doing?" The guy goes, "What?" I said, "Yeah, you Google?" "Yes, I Google. I be Google too." Anyway.
You got a phone call from Google.
Yeah, and I was Google. Anyway. Things I do just to, you know, entertain myself.
Yeah, I know. Just to annoy telemarketers.
Right. Jeff Fitz, ladies and gentlemen, he is the managing editor of City View Magazine. He knows what to do on account of he works at City View. Stuff to do in the Metro this weekend into next week. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, we got to get out of here. It is a Friday afternoon. That means that you are on your way to a great weekend. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now was Homebred, ladies and gentlemen. That's James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Bitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man.